Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here and glad to be with you tonight. Get ready, we're going to talk about some very special, cool things. And looking forward to it tonight, sharing with you, letting you know what I see and kind of keep you up to date, up to breast with what's happening. And so you won't be in the dark, and you'll start to kind of see in layers kind of what's happening. And that way you won't get hit all at once, all at the same time, right? That's why we kind of have to share it in layers as we go. Everything that we do it basically in layers so that you can handle it, so I can handle it, so I can handle giving it out. And the whole thing, it's a major deal. We're going to break it down to you tonight, a little bit tonight. I sent text out earlier telling people that we're going to share tonight some very special things about why they're dealing in such a way with doctors and scientists who are not going along with the COVID vaccine information and what the purpose behind all of it is. If you know what's going on behind it, that helps a lot, right? And you kind of understand, oh, this is what they're hiding or going to try to hide or going to try to threaten. And so we're going to talk about that tonight a little bit and kind of download that for you in just a moment. So get ready. We're also going to take communion tonight. So get ready to take communion. We want to do that with you. And, you know, if you have sin in your life, you can get it right tonight. Really, you can get it right tonight. Take communion. And if you got sin in your life and you have trouble with issues in your life that you do over and over again, guess what? Communion is the best way to take care of that. Yeah, you know why? Because in communion, you say, God, I want to be set free from sin. And if you want to be set free from that issue, whatever it is that you're hiding or it's really messing with you and it's really keeping you down, taking communion is the way you get free of it. You don't not take communion because you have that problem. You take communion because you have that problem. And you say, Lord, I take communion tonight because I want to be free. Now, if you don't want to be free of it, don't take it. If you don't really want to be free, or here you go, watch this. If you want to be free, but you don't want to be free yet, and you desire to be free, but you don't really want to be free yet because you're so in bondage to it. If you just start to want to be free, right now you don't want to be free. You're like, just no way. But if you want to, if you desire to want to, if you desire to be free, then take communion. And we'll take communion. You can say, Jesus, I right now I don't want to stop this sin, but I'm asking you to give me a desire to stop taking it, to stop doing it, to stop wanting this. Stop wanting to do it. And take communion and say, Jesus, your blood set me free. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that in my life. You're going to give me a desire to want to be free of this. Friend, you can take communion with that. That's what communion is about. Communion is not about being perfect, having everything going on. And, you know, oh, my God, nobody would take communion if that was the case. Right? So we got to really get a hold of this thing and start realizing, you know, what's really going on. And why we take communion, because if you miss the purpose of communion, it's one of the most powerful substances that you can take in your life. It's better than medicine. If you understand it, if you don't understand it, then it can mess you up. Yeah. So it's really simple to understand. We're going to talk about it a little bit tonight. If you want to take communion because you want to, you desire to have your desires changed, you want to have your desire changed, you want to not do that anymore, you desire to not do it anymore. Right now you still desire to do it. So you think, God, give me a desire to not want to do this sin anymore. And guess what? Take communion, right? You may do that sin tomorrow. You may not do it tomorrow. You may skip a day. You may start skipping every other day when you used to do it every day, maybe several times a day. And you can ask God to give me a desire, God, to want to quit doing this, because I know it's messing with my life, and I want to quit doing it, but right now I still struggle with even wanting to because I just think it's impossible. So help me to want to. You can take communion with that, friend. Communion is to help you. It's the power of God to open you up to what Jesus did for you. When you start opening yourself up to what Jesus did for you, friend, I guarantee you, you're going to want to quit doing whatever is messing you up with a strong passion, and you're going to walk in the desire realm of God, and you're going to be wanting to do what God wants you to do more than you want to do the other stuff. That's what communion is about. Communion is not People misunderstand communion completely, right? Now, if you don't want to quit, if you still want to keep wanting to do it, then you don't want to take communion. If you keep wanting to do your sin, you're going to keep, and you don't want to be free of your sin, then don't take communion. I would not recommend it at all. In fact, it can do you harm. I'm going to just come right out and tell you it can mess you up. But that shows you how powerful communion is. If it harms you, the Bible says that judgment comes on you when you take communion improperly, without knowing what you're doing, without doing it right. How much more, if it harms you when you do it wrong, how much more glory is in it when you do it right? That's what you got to think about. We got to turn this thing around so the devil quit lying to you, quit lying to me, quit lying to us, quit lying to people about the most sacred things we can do. If you have to be perfect to partake of a sacred Holy Spirit, then you're never going to get saved, right? You get saved because you want to be free from this sin. Communion is not any different. If you want to be free from sin, if you know you've been sinning this thing, you do it once a day, 100 times a day, you just say, God, help me to want to be free. All right. Where's what in the Bible? Sharon is my good Catholic friend who knows a lot about communion, is asking me some questions, and I take those questions. I need it for my grandson. Right. But what particular thing are you talking about? For desiring to want the right thing? Basically, is that what you're asking me? But I'm talking about a lot of different things. You might have just tuned in. So if you can make it more clear, please, I would appreciate it. Sharon, we love you, Sharon. Thank you for those questions. We love them, especially coming from you. And or we can't take it in sin. Yeah, okay. I will get into that. I want to share that. And I don't know if we're going to share it tonight, but we probably will. Now that you're asking, okay? So we got a lot on our plate tonight. We're going to share a lot of things tonight. So thank you for asking. So we are going to talk about that. And a lot of people want to turn from their sin, but they think they have to turn from their sin without the sacred things of God. You take the sacred things of God because you want to be free of sin. That's why you take them. They're there to deliver. Just say you can't accept Jesus as your Savior. Jesus is more sacred, is as sacred as communion, right? Wouldn't you say? Jesus is more sacred than, you know, communion, although it is like taking communion, it is basically in light of the same thing. So you can't receive Jesus until you straighten your life out? No, you receive Jesus, the most sacred Son of God, into your life when you are full of sin, full of hate, and all you want to do is say, God, if you're real, I need to know you're real. I need to know it now. And then you say, Jesus, come into my life. If you're real, come into my life. If you can set me free of the sin, come into my life. You don't have to be clean of it and go, okay, I'm clean now, Lord. Come on in. I'm clean now. Now I can take communion. You take communion to get clean. It's about being cleansed. So we're going to talk about that. I get excited about this stuff, y'all, because I think that we've had so many people who have messed up on that, and we're not focusing on that tonight, but we might do that tonight. We've talked about that off and on over the years, and so we'll try to be more specific about it tonight, God willing. One of the things I want to talk about tonight is what I shared with you guys earlier by text, if you've got my text, that God wants us to understand, you know, things. So what do? Here at the Prophetic Grace Network, we expose what's behind things. Like, if you see something going on in the news, and they're making a big deal out of it, and if you know what's going on behind it, then you know. It's what's going on behind it that they hide. It's what's really going on in the market that they hide. It's what's really going on in the news that they put a facade up. What's behind the facade? If you can get a word from God about it, you can know what's going on behind this fake news. This fake information, this half-truth, half-lie, what's the purpose of that? Where is it going? What's happening? That's what we're here to do. That's what my job is. Right? That's what God does for me. He shows me these things. And I don't know everything. I only know what he shows me. And so it's really interesting that we are diving into this a little bit. We're just going to hit this on the surface tonight. But if I want you to begin to chew on it, that what's behind all, you know, what happened was when COVID came out, of course, President Trump, who still brags to this day, maybe rightfully so, I don't know if it's rightfully so anymore, but he really bragged about getting up a quick vaccine. He's operating bragging about it lately. And so I'm not sure he's bragging about it right now. I think he is, but I'm not positive whether he's doing it right now. But he made a really big deal of, I got that vaccine, I put pressure on them to get that vaccine going, and they got it. And now, you know, it's so, you know, I personally don't take vaccines. I talked about this all many, many times on the show. We talked about how that Marcus and Joni, mainly Joni, on Daystar Network was trying to bring the thing down. There were some exaggerations, in my opinion. What I think is because they had Jewish people on their show, Jewish rabbis saying, they're coming after the Jews. They're trying to kill the Jews, you know, with this vaccine. And I mean, it just, you know, so I think that, you know, some of the information they had was good information, and I've said that several times. But really the truth is that the reason that Marcus was taken down, the reason the whole thing was taken down, and it's the rest of it's going to be taken down too, unless they repent, that could change everything. It's because it wasn't about his adulterous affair. Just like David, King David was a mighty man of God. Marcus Lamb was a mighty man of God. He made some mistakes. It wasn't because of that. That's not what opened the door. What opened the door for that to be done is because of merchandising. And merchandising, because they've been merchandising, they have a sin in the camp that boils down to greed and the lust of money. And doing things, coming up with their own system to fund God, like God needs some way to fund it other than the Bible, what the Word of God says. Like, we need some way to fund this thing other than what God says about it. So they're funding the gospel by selling revelation from what they call revelation from heaven, things about the Holy Spirit, things about Jesus. They sell the books. They sell them by the – they have the videos. They make all these things, and they make billions of dollars off of that. And because they're doing it for the gospel's sake, that they say, and I think most of them probably do, it doesn't matter whether they're doing it for the gospel's sake or not. Judas said, you know, we're going to take this money. We could have taken this money that this woman spent on this, pouring out this, lavishing you with this spikenard, beautiful, luscious, rich, expensive spikenard that she poured on your feet. We could have taken that and sold that and fed the poor. The Bible said he didn't really care about the poor. He was just using that, and I think that not everyone is like that, but it doesn't matter, because when you're selling Jesus, when you're merchandising the gospel, what you're doing is you're raising funds, you're getting money by selling things to God's people, and that money is being gotten without approval from the Word of God, all right, without approval from the Word of God. And so hang on a second. Okay. Yeah, so without approval from the Word of God, and because of that, opens up a door where the enemy can come in and do things, and therefore God goes, man, you got to shut that door. If you don't shut that door, my people are going to be messed up. They're going to be messed up really, really bad. And so what God is saying is that you've got to stop doing this, and if you don't stop doing it, I'm going to bring great judgment on you. In fact, wrath is going to end up coming because of it. People say, well, wrath doesn't come on the body of Christ. Yes, it does. We're not afforded to wrath. That's talking about eternal wrath. We're not afforded to that. Eternal wrath rests upon the heathen. So we'll share more about that in the coming weeks. How it rests. The Bible says the wrath of God rests on the heathen. What does that mean? That is your wrath. Is full of how God put his wrath on Israel when they deliberately and willfully rebelled against him. Y'all ever read your Bible? I mean, other than just what you get taught by and watch videos, you don't get a chance just to do a search on that. I mean, I've been doing a search on it myself lately. I've done it for a long time, actually, but I specialize in those, that understanding that, so that's why I know.
do things in the structure of God, understanding that, then we get ourselves in trouble. So Marcus and Joni, mainly Joni, went after the pharmaceutical industry, and God showed me in 1 Kings 22, I read it last night, how that Micah was the one prophet, just like Elijah was the one prophet, who came against the 400 prophets, saying 400 prophets, but Micah was the 400 prophets saying, go for it, Ahab, go fight him, man, go fight that Syria, go take him down, man, they're big, they're bad, but it belongs to us, so go get them. All the 400 prophets said that, just like they said that Trump. We're going to win. The same 400 prophets, and one prophet named Micah, 1 Kings chapter 22, who said, don't do it. God is not giving you authority to do it. If you do it, you're all going to die. So why did God have authority to and power to go in there and take that, take Syria and bring them together? It belonged to them. As it all his, then they were just taking it back. Well, that's what a lot of people do. Pharmaceutical industry, trying to take it back. Okay, that makes a long story short. Okay, so I'm going to give some information tonight that's going to fit into all this and reveal the mark of the beast and what they're trying to hide and what they're trying to cover up. Excuse me. And so, because Marcus and Joni, the Joni now has been very well involved in it, is still involved in it, still at it, still doing it. She can do whatever she wants, right? Yeah. But if God's not with her in it, you know, it's fixing to come down. I see the process today. And powers, right? So is the pharmaceutical industry. It is a big kingdom. It is connected to the principalities and powers, even though it's on the earth, and the demons ruling the thing, the devil runs the thing, and the Antichrist spirit is behind all of it, been involved in it, and going to get involved in it, as I'll probably share with you. So it's connected to those principalities and powers. So when you're fighting the pharmaceuticals, you're just not fighting some earthly devil situation. You're fighting principalities and powers. So you can do it, of course. Anybody can do it who has God's specific delegated authority saying, I have a strategy, and now is the time, and go. If that would have been what he would have told Ahab, Micaiah, but he didn't. He said, I see all of Israel falling and dying on the hills. You know, you're all going to die. They said, oh, I told you he was going to prophesy bad to us, and they went against the will of God without God's delegated authority. And he lost the battle and was killed himself, which was a prophetic word that Elijah gave about it. Ahab died first, and then Jezebel later. So, and that's what we're going toward right now with Joni and all this. Unless they turn around, unless they repent, and they very well could do it, they get their heels pretty well dug in, is what I see. And God's going to use it as an example to teach all of us. They'll go to heaven. Marcus is in heaven. Joni will go to heaven. Whatever happens to her exactly, I have nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you what God's saying, okay? So now, let me get into the information that I want to share with you tonight. Now, if you watch her shows, or you even find out beyond her shows, some of the experts, some of the scientists, the DNA people, the scientists and doctors that are losing their license to practice because they're talking bad about the pharmaceutical industry, basically. So the pharmaceutical industry is stripping them of their, they can no longer practice medicine. They're taking everything away from them. As you can watch it on Dave Spurman, or just Google some of those shows, and you can see here's them. I'm not exaggerating. Those doctors, one after the other, are losing their license to practice because they're talking bad about, is there a lot of things wrong with the vaccine? well, it looks like they're showing some pretty heavy-duty stuff, you know, going on. So was it that they were wrong about everything? Absolutely not. Were they right about some things? Yeah. And so did they exaggerate things? Absolutely. Absolutely. And they had Jewish rabbis on there. If you watched any of this stuff, and I watched most of it, they had Jewish rabbis on there coming on saying, oh, it's going to take out the Jews. And that's what it's designed for. That and many other things were exaggerations. Now, they have a lot of, proof that there's things in it that are not good, no doubt. And like I said, I would never take the vaccine because God told me not to. I'm not against it, you know, and I've talked about that many times over the show. So what's going on? Why are they bringing the axe down on these people, the scientists and the doctors? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you real quick. Because they're taking their license away and they're destroying them. They are destroying them from their life. They spent their life learning this stuff. Then all of a sudden, it's been stripped from them. All the money they spent, you know, everything they get, they're going to make sure that they don't make any money off of it. And anybody they make money off of, now listen closely, anybody that they make money off of and with to spread this stuff, even though what they're saying, a lot of it is true, some of it that has been, of course, I think they've been narrowed down to what's really true about it. And so it doesn't really matter whether it's true or not. They are going against an industry without God's approval. God's going to take it down. There's no question about it. We all know he's going to take everything down. But he has a plan. He has a strategy. And you don't interfere with God's strategy. You can tell a general that some captain decided he thinks he's going to go out and, you know, take down this, that he thinks is a better idea than what he's doing. I'm smarter than you. I'm going to rise up and do my own thing. They will crucify him. Same thing with the enemy of God. In the military, in heaven, when you're in leadership, you don't just rise up and say, well, I'm going to, you know, because I got a lot of people, I got a lot of agreement, I'm going to do this thing. What does Ahab have? A lot of agreement. He has 400 prophets telling him, go for it, man. You can take him down. It's all yours. That belongs to us. He had one prophet, Micaiah, who said, don't do it. You're going to go down. What happened? Well, sad to say, that Ahab was taken down.
Of course, God had stirred the whole thing up. I read some of that last night. It's amazing when you read that whole story. Now God said, who can go think of a good way to take Ahab down? That's what he said. That's what Micaiah saw in the vision. God was saying, who can show me a way to take Ahab down? And this one spirit came up and said, I got an idea. He goes, okay, go ahead. What's your idea? I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets, or most of them. God said, that's a good idea. Go do it. And the lying mouth of the prophets, 400 of them, could they all be wrong? All 400 of them? Well, sad to say, they were all 400 wrong. One right? Can one just be right? And can one have the authority and power of God? You know, because, friend, it's not whether you have one or a million. It's what God is saying. If God's saying it, all he needs is one person to say it, and that's it. He doesn't need agreement from anybody. He doesn't need other 400 prophets. Oh, I think that's a prophecy from God, Micaiah. I think you're right. It didn't matter whether they thought it was right or not. When you get a word from God, you declare the word, that's it, final, done deal. So what's happening is, because they're doing that, and they're fighting the battle without approval from God, now, there's ways to warn people of things. There's ways to deal with things. When you raise your children, you teach them about the pharmaceutical industry. When you preach in your churches, you teach them about, you know, be careful when you go to the drugs, when you go there, because there's still good people. There's still good doctors in the system. And pretty soon, I'm going to tell you when, he's going to call them all out. Well, there's not going to be any good doctors, any good scientists, any of them that are truly good and still have good motives that are left in, because all the rest of them are going to be money hoarding, bunch of, just like the preachers we have, money hoarding, doing things in their own authority, trying to make money and do money and make things happen their way. They're going to all join together. It's called the one world system. And that's about to happen. We're going to see that happen pretty soon. So get ready for that. I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you understand it. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be. It's going to be great. God's going to make it awesome for us. I'm telling you. Yeah, we're going to suffer some. Yes. Are we going to have great glory? We're going to be a lot more great glory than there's going to be suffering, y'all. Let me tell you, it's going to be greater glory, and the greater glory is going to make the suffering seem so small, and that's why the suffering, when you see all the glory, that's why people suffer willingly, because the glory is so awesome that the suffering they go through is like nothing compared to the glory, as the scripture says. Nothing compared to the glory of God that he poured out. So when you're being blessed every day, and they come over there and chop up a couple of your fingers, threaten you, and you're going like, man, I will lose two fingers any day. Take them. You want some more? Go ahead and take them off. But you know what? Hey, I've got so much of the glory. Yeah, that doesn't even hurt. It stung a little bit when you chop them off and you threaten me, you know, and I'm just like, you know, there's so much glory in this house. You know, you think I'm going to trade the glory for my finger? Are you kidding me? Take them. Because the glory is so amazing that you're willing to pay the price and suffer for something. And that's what's going to make it easy. My yoke is easy. And my brother, we got to turn this thing around. That these 400 false prophets, false teachers who've been teaching that the true tribulation is going to turn it all around and give you the right information. So get ready for that. So here's the key with this. What are you saying, Randy? What's the Antichrist have to do with the threatening and taking away? Because many of these doctors and scientists, these people have already been stripped of their license. What? Why do you think that's happening? Anybody know? Why do you think it's happened? Think about it for a second. Why are they stripping me of the license for talking about things that they know that those doctors are right about a lot of it? They know those scientists are right because they're the ones that studied it. They know. Why are they threatening them? Behind it. What's behind all of it? And we can't even find it there. Because what they have out there, they have more scientists, more VA experts, more doctors, more people that are running tests and doing things out there that they know that they shouldn't be doing. That's why China is doing a lot of it, because they can experiment on new things that the U.S. Constitution will not allow us to do. So there's things going on out there. Now listen to me closely. There's things going on out there with the U.S., with China, with all the global scientists who have one purpose in mind, and that is, let's make something, let's experiment on people, let's test people, let's take their brains out, let's do all kinds of things, let's take whole families and view hope and cut them up and use them for scientific things, not just rats, but people. And we have a whole crew of doctors and scientists and all kinds of medical people and scientists who are out there, and they are in that industry, and they've been doing things in the mode of saving the globe. Some of them are finding out that what they're putting together is the mark of the beast. So the DNA, they're going to use DNA, if you heard us talk about this before, the whole DNA realm is going to be used for the mark of the beast. So what's behind all this threatening of the doctors is, and the pharmaceutical, from the pharmaceutical people, is that what's behind it all is that they don't want any more of these doctors and medical people and scientists who know what's going on behind closed doors to come out and say, well, we know what's going on, and they're trying to do this. Because right away, they're going to lose their life, they're going to lose everything they had dreamed in their life to be and do and make a good living at it. They're going to say, here's the example. We're now going to deal with people, these doctors, these people are talking about our vaccine. We're going to use them as examples of what we will do to you if you tell the world what's going on behind the scenes in the DNA realm and other realms that's making the mark of the beast. That's why they're stripping these guys of their whole purpose in life. And here's where they start, and anybody else who's going to deal with it without God's approval. If you get God's approval, I say go for it, man. If God gives me a problem, I'll be telling people, you know, you can go down, but because God's given me permission to do this stuff, we're not going to go down. Man, why am I
like Ahab succumbed to the lie. Well, you know, I'm going to be in my warfare. You know, I got power in the name of Jesus. I'm God's king. I got 400 prophets telling me, you know, can they all be wrong? Or can they all be wrong? Like Precious Jeremiah Johnson said, he said, God, I got this. Can they all be wrong? All those 400 prophets or whatever they are that were saying Trump was going to make it, and, yeah, he didn't, he just got wanted. Can they all be wrong? I think we're going to start looking at that. Can they all be wrong? Yeah, they're wrong. And the base power network is wrong. And they are not good, God-fearing, wonderful people and love Jesus. It has nothing to do with that. And when they're doing creepy, ugly, nasty things behind closed doors, though some of them did a little bit. You know, got busted, got opened up, and, you know, got to care of it, got Marcus going around with God. Oh, no. Hey, it could be any of us. Had an issue. Any of us. Look on the vision there. It's not the point. The point is, merchandising has opened up the door to weaken the church, to just do, to be vainly saying, I can do whatever I want to. In the name of Jesus, like Ahab said, bring them up. That belongs to us. That's ours. And it was. But guess what? God didn't give him delegated authority to take it. And you better watch your lips up. You don't want to deal with the delegated authority in your household through Jesus Christ, your own personal house, your own personal earthly realm, and dealing with people and dealing with people and companies and giants and the giants in the land. We're talking about the giants in the land soon. How they're connected to demonic, even though they begin here in the earth, like giant companies, giant whatever, giant religions. If you don't try to take them down without God's approval, guess what? You will not win. Now, God's going to win in the end, and it will be done in the end, no doubt. But, well, we tried to take him down, God. Yeah, I know, but without my approval, you messed up my strategy. I had a strategy going on. You kind of messed up. That's horror. I delegate to you what you're going to take down. I delegate to Jesus. You know, you can't keep preaching, I'm sorry, Jesus. You can't keep raising the dead, sorry, Jesus. You can't keep doing miracles and saving another 20 children from death and giving back their baby dead, sorry. That's over. You got to go to the cross. Because that's what the timing is right now. You've got to go to the cross now, Jesus. It's now. So why now? I'm saying go for a couple more years. Have revival. Enjoy yourself. There was a lot of awesome people there, but there was a strategy God had, and you don't mess up God's strategy, friend. You don't mess it up. I don't care how you've been rolling on bus calls the name of Jesus. Yeah, right. But you're going to find out. Now, some of you, they start out with that example. Now, hopefully they will repent. Hopefully get it right. And we can still deal with those things and deal with them properly. Deal with God's authority. And as a prophet, I'm telling you, and I'm telling them, just like I told Ahab and all Israel, and Jezebel, told Ahab and Jezebel, they say, yeah, don't go. I told them, don't go. As a prophet, I tell them, they know I'm a prophet. Mark plans me. I was a prophet. He knows I'm a prophet. He knows. He knows. And as things happen, they got kicked off, and Joey, you know, I talked about that before, but we were late. So I have nothing to do with it. You kidding me? Is that God telling me? I have nothing to do with it. With God's authority, I will tell you exactly what's going to happen, the way it's going to happen, when God gets it to me. But right now, what's happening is, because Joni is still opening the door to Daystar, she spreads that at the level she spreads it, just like the taking down the strict destockers, they will strip Daystar, and believe me, you think they won't do it? Yeah, but that's God's kingdom, Randy. Yeah, it's God's kingdom and a merchandising kingdom. We got a major door opened up for major deception and major vanity to think you can do whatever you think you're ready to do and anything you want. And that's what cocky Jezebel did. That's what cocky other people do. Yeah, cocky will get you down. Me, you, any of us. And you can be the best person in the world. Stepping over God's line, of God's authority, that's God's delegated authority, you smash like a button.
Anybody out there hearing what the Lord is saying to us? I hope you are.
Very important to understand it. If you understand what's going on, you're going to be fine. If you don't understand what's going on,
on tonight, and thank you for being with us tonight.
I'm good to be on tonight. Thank you for being with us tonight. Glad you're here. Hopefully, I'll be able to help you tonight. Quick download more information as we go along tonight for communion tonight.
Remember about communion, what it's really all about. It's not what most people say. If I had more time tonight, I would gladly have talked about communion more. Not the Lord's focus, obviously. I would love to take another hour and explain it to you. I'm sure you're going to be a little bit tonight. I'm going to get into a little bit tonight with the scripture. So thank you for the patience. Thank you for helping us.
Not going up to doing our own thing. If Jesus didn't do his own thing, he had all authority on heaven and earth, right?
But he said,
nothing except that I see the Father. Why? Because the Father saw the overall strategy. Jesus didn't even know when he was coming back. And neither did the angels. What does that show you? It shows you the Father has the overall strategy. He knows everything, and Jesus didn't know everything about it. He may know now. I don't know. But he didn't know then. He said he did. How do you think you can know things without God telling you? You can't. And if you're blinded by sin, if you're blinded by doing things as a five-fold ministry person, that's not God. That like merchandising is a major role of God. It blinds you to the truth. It blinds you to do. You become vain. You become vain. I would. We all would. Yeah. So there's no condemnation here. We're just speaking what's really going on. And so when it happens, you know that God told us about it, right here at PGN. So remember this night. This night's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big night tonight. And, so. All right. There's that. All right, we are here tonight to take communion. We're going to take communion now. Let's get ready to do that. And if you want to give tonight, if you don't have a link to do that, if you want to give tonight, we would be more than happy to get it to you. So please just let me know.
And I will share it with you real quick, Clyde. Maybe some of you already asked for it. I don't know. Okay, give me just a minute here. Let me kind of catch up on a couple of things, and then we'll kind of move forward. Thank you for your patience tonight. And too many things going on at once. you don't need a Venmo link. All you need is you don't need a Venmo link. You need to get into Venmo and put my phone number in there. Isn't that right? I can't remember. I think one person used Venmo. And okay, well,
I'm gonna try to find it for you now. So, I would love to find out what you have, I guess, or something. I know I never have, but you can do it. But I can't stop. I'm sure I'm gonna look up Venmo. That's not a good job. But Ken, I know you are very intelligent. You can.
And you know, I know you're intelligent. You're smarter than me to figure that thing out. Oh, I know what you're joking with me. I'm joking with you, too. All right.
Will you talk about the difference between a prophet and a seer?
I don't know that I knew the difference between a prophet and a seer. Some people think there's a difference. I don't know if we're splitting hairs or not. I don't know. So, but it's a good question. We'll kind of, I think some people have an issue with that. There's some guy, I can't think of his name right now, but there's some people out there that do teach about that. Or maybe you can get their teaching. I really don't have revelation about that yet. Maybe God will give it to me. Hopefully he will. But, so, that's that on that part.
Well, I would love to know about that myself from God. A lot of people have a lot of teaching on that, but I don't have anything on it yet. There's a lot going on behind the scenes tonight, y'all, so give me a break tonight on some stuff if you can. If you can figure out what you need to do, please do that. I've had the busiest week that I've had. Well, maybe the last 2 weeks have been extremely busy. So we're doing a lot. We're fixing to announce something. We have a website we're fixing to put up. Yeah, I've been working on that. It's a lot. If you ever had a website before, it's a lot of work. And we're doing that. We have always had websites. We approved having that website back, 20 years ago. So we still have a website, and we just haven't put it together yet. A new one. We've always had them, but we haven't had a new one yet. So we're getting that done. We're going to have a new website. We're going to open up some other stuff, too, so get ready for that. We're preparing for more, to get out there more. So pray for us as we do that, please. And we have a lot happening. We have a whole lot happening right now. So thank you for everything. I'm trying to. Give me just a moment here. Give me just a moment, please.
I'm going to be right with you. Give me just a moment here.
And yeah, thanks for your patience with me tonight as I go through all this and get it done. Hallelujah.
Thank you guys for your giving. Thanks for everything you guys do. And like I said, we got a whole lot more right now. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to open up about it here soon. And I try to make sure I get it done before I talk about it, because every time I try to talk about things before I get it done, for some reason, it just creates mountains of issues. For some reason, that one I haven't figured out yet. I kind of got it figured out, but every time I think I can do it, I find that I can't. So I'll let you know when I can. All right, it's all good.
Okay. Oh, you found Venmo. Oh, good, you did. So it did work. Awesome. Dude, I knew you were a genius.
Sometimes you don't want to forgive them.
Mike, can we just be really honest about it? Sometimes you don't want to forgive somebody. They don't deserve it sometimes, you think. That's what we think, right? Well, they don't deserve my forgiveness. Exactly. You know, that's what our human mind says. And we have every reason, good reason why. Right? If you really know what went on or goes on or whatever. Even if we just think it went on, it doesn't matter. If we're still wounded, we're wounded. But we need to take communion sometimes so we can want to forgive. Right? When you take communion to get desire to forgive.
Okay.
Let's do here. Let's take communion if you got your cup and your bread. Let's lift it up tonight. My cup, Lord, I lift, Lord. Come on. Satisfy my soul.
What's that say? I love it. All right. Paul the Apostle says, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, if you have sin that you're enjoying too much, and you're having a hard time wanting to be afraid of it, say, I shouldn't take communion, right? No. If you want to have a conviction about it from God, not just from people, but from God, and you want to not want to do it, right? Take communion and say, God, help me to not want to do that sin or do that thing or act like that. Help me to not want to act like that. Give me a desire. God will give you the desire to be our house. Are you working up yourself? No. By yielding to Him, to the precious Lamb of God, and receiving communion, saying, God, I want to be free. I want to forgive. I want to forgive. Right now, I don't want to forgive. But I want to. Can you help me want to? Yes. Take communion and ask God to help you want to be free. Want to forgive. I don't want to forgive. I know. But do you want to? Do you wish you could? Well, if you wish you could, you want to, say, dear Jesus, I take communion tonight. I want to desire to forgive and do things according to the word. I want your desires. Help me. I'm weak. I'm vulnerable. For Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, give you thanks, Lord Jesus, he broke it and said, hey, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thanks for it. Hallelujah. We lift up the cup. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink. Lord,
thank you that I want to desire things I don't desire right now. I want to desire what the Word of God has in it. I want the Word of God to come alive in me and give me the desires to want to forgive that sorry, no good, whoever they are, whoever she is, whoever he is, whoever they are. Help me, God. I hate them. I don't want to hate them. I want to love. Take communion to Jesus, to get your blood inside me so that I can do what you want, to do what you would do, Jesus. I eat your body, drink your blood to cleanse me and wash me from this hate, from this unforgiveness. I don't want to have it. Help me to not want to have it. Give me a desire to hate it. Friend, you will. You do it on your own. You do that through the power of the blood. You do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't do it on your own. You got to settle everything outside and then take communion. Communion is to break the power of sin and unforgiveness. Hallelujah. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Not the resurrection, the death. Well, what about the resurrection, Brother Shannon? We're not celebrating that right here. Did he rise from the dead? Of course he did. Do we celebrate that? Of course we do. But you know, well-meaning, God-fearing, you know, ministers, friends. But what about the, don't forget the resurrection, Brother Chandler. Like I'm forgetting something. I say, well, I can't do something beyond the Word of God, brother. I love you. Thank you for the reminder, but you're wrong. In celebrating this, you're celebrating the covenant that what was paid for in his death when you, like when your mama and daddy died, then you get the inheritance. When Jesus died, we get the inheritance. That's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating getting the inheritance. That's what we're celebrating. What was paid for? The resurrection didn't pay for anything. Christ on the cross paid for everything and then resurrected. He sealed it forever. But we've got to celebrate the payment, friend. People don't even understand communion. I mean, we're going to get into it more later. You're celebrating the payment. Then later, the resurrection sealed that thing. He didn't resurrect us yet. We're celebrating his death. And the purpose of his death, not even the burial necessarily so much as the death, what he paid for on the cross of Calvary, what was being done on the cross when he yielded up the ghost, and that moment when he died on the cross before they ever took him off the cross, his death on the cross, what was nailed to that tree, was payment. We're going to put these things mixed up and messed up. But we're so out of order, we don't even know what we're doing half the time, including me, until God shows me. And at least I'm going to admit it the best I can. God help me.
I have pride in areas. I've had plenty of it. Trust me. I've had plenty of it. And God knows it doesn't do you anything but harm. All right. Is all please come in? You know, I have to go in and take them and write them down and get them in. So that's all right. In the show.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank
you guys for getting in there. Thank you for it.
And I have God is, you know, just blessing his people. Amen.
You don't ever want to find out.
Take care of God's stuff.
Thank you.
Look, and it just runs slow. I don't know what the phone is.
So it takes a little bit of time for things to happen.
Thank God.
I think I've done my share of some of
that.
You know, preaching
Paul's gospel.
And I preach the name of God. The gospel that Paul preached, it won't be blessed. That's what he said. Let it be cursed because it's not going to be blessed. Right? So we want to be blessed. And we're going to be working on that some. If God gives us the grace to preach the gospel of Christ, you know, we've got to compromise. And even if people get mad at me, you know, whatever, or mad at you for it. I'm going to believe God for it to happen, so thank God. We need lots of help, right?
Yep,
we do.
All right, let me check one more time. The offering, make sure everything's come in so people give during the show, so thank you for that.
Yeah, how many back you have? That's the same too much.
he had become inside himself
a lot. Right.
And so, inside himself,
he started becoming strong as you. Well, Jesus didn't have to, quote, die to self so much, right? As much as he, already was yielded to the Father. He knew that without the Father, he couldn't do anything. That was truly delegated authority, right? He couldn't do anything without the delegated authority from the Father. Because he had some really great ideas, I'm sure, and that's why he said,
not my will but thine will be done. Our altars, our marriage, our relationships, our altars, our business, our altars.